Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another day of testimony in the impeachment hearing. We've got the story.
Woman arrested in Wichita's latest homicide case. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Another lawsuit has been filed in the case of a fatal Wichita swatting call. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Spirit will receive $40 million in bonds. What the company plans to spend that money on is coming up.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a long stretch of dry weather in south central Kansas, rain and thunderstorms return to the forecast. Our complete update is here in just a few minutes.
A stabbing this morning just south of downtown Wichita. Around 3:45, first responders were called to a Quick Trip at 750 South Broadway. A female walked into the store and said she had been stabbed in the alley. She was hospitalized with serious injuries. No word from police on suspect information.
A man was injured in an industrial accident this morning in southwest Wichita. After 4 in the morning, first responders were called to the New Holland Construction in the 3300 block of South Hoover Road. A 30-year-old man hospitalized. What was described as crush injuries, he was in critical condition.
A military officer in the National Security Council voiced his concern about President Trump's request for an investigation of former Vice President Joe Biden.
Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman said it was improper and inappropriate for President Trump to demand an investigation into a political opponent.
When I reported my concerns, my only thought was to act properly and to carry out my duty.
An aide to Vice President Pence, Jennifer Williams, listened to that July phone call and also described it as unusual. But former National Security Council Director Tim Morrison says he did not hear President Trump link aid to investigations.
I can only tell you what I was thinking at the time. That is not what I understood the president to be doing.
Morrison says he advised restricted access to the call record between President Trump and Ukraine's president because of political consequences. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The family of a Wichita man killed by police during a phony swatting call has filed another federal lawsuit.
28-year-old Andrew Finch was shot by an officer who responded to a possible murder and suicidal person call. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of his children, is suing the police officer and sergeant for wrongful death by negligence. The lawsuit claims the officers were not properly trained in crisis intervention and did not confirm that the person inside the house shot someone or was suffering from a mental health crisis. The family is asking for over $75,000 in damages. The family has also filed two other lawsuits, one for unconstitutional seizure and another for use of excessive force. The officer who fired the fatal shot has been cleared of any wrongdoing in the matter. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman was arrested after a 41-year-old man was shot and killed in southeast Wichita at a small business operated by the woman. Police Captain Brent Allred says it happened early Tuesday.
Around 2:30 a.m., officers responded to a shooting in a 3,000 block of South Hillside. When officers arrived, they located a male with a single gunshot to his body. He was pronounced deceased at the scene. Officers also contacted a 45-year-old female at this location.
That woman was the victim's girlfriend. Handgun was recovered during the investigation. This is Wichita's 27th criminal homicide case of the year and the second in 3 days.
A 15-year-old girl reports that she was kidnapped and raped early Monday evening in East Wichita, east of 2nd and Grove. The girl walked to a grocery store at Douglas and Hillside, where she was initially approached by a man. She felt something was amiss, and she even called a couple of friends to tell them about the man's suspicious behavior. She would encounter him again after she left the store, says Captain Allred.
The investigation has revealed that the girl was walking home and was approached by the suspect, who held her at knife, forced her into the car, and sexually assaulted her. The girl was taken to an area hospital for medical treatment.
A resident in the 300 block of North Volusia called 911 reporting an abduction. As police arrived, they saw a black Lexus. The girl was able to get out of the car while it was moving, and she ran towards the officers for help. The suspect drove away, but the car was traced to his home near 18th and Hillside, and that's where police arrested 58-year-old Anthony Seymour in the 1900 block of North Lorain on charges of kidnapping, rape, aggravated battery, aggravated criminal sodomy, and a Kansas Department of Corrections arrest and detain order. 15 years ago, Seymour was convicted of raping a 14-year-old in Sedgwick County. He was released from prison in 2016, rearrested for a parole violation last year, and then released 4 months later as a lifetime registered sex offender.
The Wichita City Council has approved $40 million in industrial revenue bonds to Spirit AeroSystems.
The IRBs for the city's biggest employer will help fund bay upgrades, chillers, cranes, cooling towers, lighting upgrades, chemical mill improvements, industrial wasteline, road improvements, and more. Councilmember James Clendenin praised Spirit for the work they do for the community.
Very grateful for Spirit solidifying their footprint in the city of Wichita. Anytime that we can continue to solidify that footprint, we're willing to take a look at that.
Spirit received about $280 million in bonds back in May 2016. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Basketball action last night for the Shocker men, as well as the Jayhawks and the Wildcats. We'll recap that coming up in sports.
A man committed suicide in public Monday evening in South Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Good morning, Steve and Ted. Now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Wichita businessman has been accused of federal crimes. Johnny Steven is to be charged with transmission of wagering information, which is a violation of the Federal Wire Act. The U.S. attorney charges that Steven knew someone committed a federal crime and he attempted to cover it up. Court records show Steven is set to make his first court appearance, change his plea, and be sentenced later this morning.
A man committed suicide in public Monday evening at a Dillon's grocery store in the 3200 block of South Seneca. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the man who died was 44-year-old Troy Smith.
The investigation revealed that Smith went to the business with a 46-year-old female. He had made some statements of wanting to his life to end and went into the store and had broken a bottle and stabbed himself in the neck.
People in the store did try to save him. He was hospitalized with a severe laceration to his neck but later died.
A white Georgia teenager is accused of plotting to kill members of a predominantly black church.
Police say the attack was thwarted when one of the 16-year-old girl's classmates overheard her talking about her plans to stab parishioners at the Bethel AME Church in Gainesville, about 50 miles northeast of Atlanta. Investigators say the motive was racism, and the girl had gone to the church armed with knives last month, but no one was there. Pastor Michelle Reiser-Poole describes how she broke the news to her flock.
I tried to let them know, let us be not afraid. You know, because it tells us that God is with us. And for our protection, I'm just letting them know things that we were going to have to do or address at the church in order to maintain safety.
The suspect is charged as a juvenile and is being held at a youth detention center. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
How would you like to not only smoke marijuana, but also get paid to do it? Well, the job wanted sign is out.
American Marijuana is looking to hire someone to smoke a variety of cannabis products and give them an honest review. And here's the best part. You can work from the comfort of your own home. American Marijuana will send its new employee a box containing different brands and varieties of cannabis each month and pay whoever they hire up to $3,000 a month. The employee also gets a perk unlikely at any other job, free cannabis products. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock. I will not comment on that with Charlie Davidson sitting next to me from the police department. Look, KSN's Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas State meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
You want to do traffic, Dad?
I can do
I'll
that.
I'll do it.
That dad new traffic. I got confused.
Right now, the heaviest traffic I'm seeing out there is on I-235, starting
I don't know, back towards Meridian or so, headed towards the North Junction. Heaviest traffic we're seeing out there at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sorry about that. Ronnell, now it's your turn. What's going on in the weather this morning, sir? Hey, it's warm out there.
Yeah, things pretty busy out there.
It's warm. I mean, 57 degrees right now? Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Usually when we see changes like this, Steve, we know something is around the corner, and that's exactly what we're going to be dealing with later on today. But it's something that's going to be able to benefit us. We've got some rain showers on the way, even a few rumbles of thunder. Things have been pretty dry out there, so a lot of people actually excited and happy that we've got this chance of rain on the way. And also, I got to mention, just because while things still look pretty crazy out there, a fiery sunrise still ongoing right now. So for anybody that's listening, if you're able to snap a picture, hey, go ahead and share it with us because it looks beautiful out there right now. All right, got to get back into that forecast because things, again, turning busy later on today. Mostly cloudy skies, and a lot of those clouds, one of the reasons why we've got that beautiful sunrise right now, continuing to stream in from the south and west. 60% chance of showers, really holding off until we get into the afternoon, and then we'll have a high of 65. Still pretty pleasant out there, at least in the temperature department, because some gusty south winds at 15 to 25 still continuing to stream in that warmer kind of southerly flow. And then we'll have a continued 60% chance of some showers all the way through the evening and overnight hours with those strong winds out of the south and eventually switching out of the northwest, though. So that's going to give us some colder low temperatures all the way back down to 43 degrees. Once we get into Thursday, colder day all around, only getting up to 50 degrees. Mind you, that's just the high temperature. So we'll be in the 40s and even 30s throughout most of the day across the area. And once we get into Thursday night, after a drier start to the day, that's where we'll have a few rain snow showers around. So far, any accumulation looks like it should be pretty light. But don't be surprised if you maybe see a few snowflakes by the time we get into early Friday. And that's actually going to be the coldest day of the week, only getting up to 39 degrees. Now, it's not going to stay like this. Temperature's able to rebound into your weekend with plenty of sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. Right now, we're at 57 degrees, mostly cloudy skies, winds out of the south at 15 miles an hour and gusting up to 25. This is pretty much what we can expect through the day before that rain moves in by the afternoon.
Sounds like good turkey-eating weather coming up, huh?
Yeah, over the next couple of days, that that Netflix and blanket and hot cup of tea or hot bowl of soup kind of weather.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, and special guest with us this morning, live in our studio, Police Officer Charlie Davidson. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Thanks
for
having me.
Nice.
Appreciate
I like
being
that
here.
Tie. That's
Thank you.
You know, this is radio. You could have come in your old,
my sweat
T-shirt, my ripped sweats. T-shirt.
That's right. No, I got suit and tie. Always got to be ready.
Did you tell me you were at the basketball game up at KU last night?
Yeah, I had an opportunity. A friend of mine gave me some tickets, so we swung up there real quick to watch them play.
That's fun to play in the old house up there.
It is. And my daughter went when she was about three, but she didn't remember a lot. And it was my son's first game. Of course, we had to stay for autographs, and all the players are super great to come out and sign autographs and just take pictures with the kids.
We're lucky to have you here.
Well,
but
thank you for
Ted,
having me.
Ted and I are like that, though. We'll take pictures with the kids as well.
That's right, Ted?
Sure.
And sign autographs, right?
Right. Anytime. Hey, so we've got something coming up, a citywide event Saturday. What's going on, and what more can we do? What's this all about?
Yeah, this is a community-wide city event that's been initiated by Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey and community leaders through continual conversations that through relationships that really started back in 2016. And it's basically a community meeting with local criminal justice leaders. You know, the criminal justice system is a very large system, if you will, and can be difficult to navigate sometimes. And so this is an opportunity for the community to come, sit down, have one-on-one conversations with these community leaders. Criminal justice leaders, to provide clarity, understanding. They can share their thoughts, their concerns, their gain understanding, whatever it may be. So this is an opportunity to have that one-on-one. And we have multiple criminal justice leaders there. The chief, Gordon Ramsey, will be there, District Attorney Mark Bennett, the sheriff, Jeff Easter, municipal court, probation.
Pretty good list.
Our director of law, right? We have Crime Stoppers will be our public defender's office. Kansas Department of Corrections and their directors will be coming, and other representatives. Our Citizens Review Board will be there with a table. And so it'll start off with some introductions, and then after those introductions, they'll all split up into tables, and the community will be able to come and sit down and ask those questions of those criminal justice leaders.
The thing is, growing up in Wichita, the only time I ran into a police officer is when he was putting the cuffs on me, or, you know. Mm-hmm. No. It was either a traffic ticket or something.
Yeah, okay.
The time we were approached by one of you folks, it's sometimes a bad situation, a lot of times.
Uh-huh.
So this is a good way to, I guess, for people to find out that you're human beings, you don't have horns sticking out of your head.
It's a great opportunity to come and meet these criminal justice leaders and gain that relationship and just have your questions answered to gain more understanding about how the criminal justice system works. Share your thoughts and concerns. As a police department, we have to focus on things that we recognize as an organization that we need to work on. But also, we need to listen to the community and understand what their thoughts and aspirations are, and then incorporate that into our game plan as well. And so this is an opportunity to sit down and do that. And, you know, law enforcement is not the only piece of the criminal justice system. There's a vast, mm-hmm. we're one slice of the pie, if you will. So this is an opportunity to come and meet those other leaders, learn about that, learn about how their organization, how this all fits together. You know, and we really appreciate Wichita State University in providing a place for us to come. Evergy has sponsored the lunch, so it'll be a great time. Now, seating will be limited just because there's facility capacity, so we ask you to get there early. But if you know, there's overflow, we could always do more events like this.
That's right. You can do another one. It's a Saturday at the Wichita State University Metroplex. Of course, that's 5015 East 29th Street North, and it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Ted? What do you got?
Well, and we talked about the fact that this is kind of part of a process that's been in place for the last few years now, and I think this is just another step, right, Charlie?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've been having conversations. We've been doing these type of things since 2016, and this is just a continuation of that. I appreciate all the Ministerial League. I appreciate the pastors that have the aspirations, and they continue to meet and have conversations, and this is just that next step. And you know, Chief Gordon Ramsey is very proactive and passionate about making sure that we meet with the community. They understand how the criminal justice system works, how it all works together, and that we're forming these relationships. So this is another proactive step, another opportunity to do that, and we're looking forward to this great event on Saturday. And we appreciate all the criminal justice leaders that have volunteered their time to come in, Wichita State University, Evergy, that have helped make this event come together.
Well, Charlie, this is an open invitation. Anytime you'd like to come by and see us every morning at 6:30, the doors will be open for you.
That's right.
I don't think you're going to take something.
You know, if you got coffee and maybe a candy bar like you got on there, maybe I'll stop by.
Ted, I told him a while ago that it's customary for our guests to bring some donuts with them.
That tradition apparently is gone by the way.
Yeah, I guess so. Right. You're surprising that I wouldn't have a donut,
Charlie,
as a police officer.
It's called What's Going On and What More Can We Do? And let me do this. It's a Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wichita State University Metroplex at 5115 East 29th Street. 50,
not
15.
Yep.
50, not 15, right. Wow. Why don't you do this part then?
I'm sorry.
You know this better than me. So anyway, about 280 is what you have, but so come early and stay with it, okay?
Yep. Exactly.
Well, listen, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
7:21 now, and sports time with Ted Woodward.
Well, Officer Davidson was at the KU game last night. Let him do sports.
Okay, what
That's
happened?
Right. You know, they
they won.
They did. They won. They played well.
How good did Udoka look?
You know, he looked good, man. He is strong. He's strong down low, and he was making his way to the basket and making some good dunks. I mean, he looked really strong. He's my daughter's favorite player, and so she was ecstatic when he came out and did autographs.
Nice.
So she had a lot of fun at the game.
Did you get any popcorn or hot dogs or anything?
We did. We had some waters. But, you know, we ate afterwards. But we sat in the student section, and you know what? That was a whole lot of fun.
Well,
it was
fun.
A lot of fun because those kids get excited up there for those, those games.
They do.
Very nice. Hey, we had a lot of basketball last night, including Coke Arena, where the Shockers took on Gardner-Webb last night. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl had the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Stevenson fires under Udeze, who dunks with both hands.
Well, and Stevenson saw him breaking before he even caught the pass, Mike, and as soon as the ball touches his hand, in an instant, it's fired inside to Udeze.
Morris Udeze, a career-high 15 points. Shockers beat Gardner-Webb 74-52. His Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
We played pretty good basketball. It was a little bit disjointed in the second half, but early on, to build that 27-point lead or whatever it was pretty impressive. This is a good basketball team. I watched a lot of film on them. Being from that conference previously, I understand, you know, the best team in that league can go on the road and beat anybody.
Shocks with the win, now 4-0 on the season. In Lawrence last night, as we were talking about, fourth-ranked Kansas taking on undefeated East Tennessee State. Big night for the Jayhawks for Udoka Azubuike. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Off of the left side of Garrett. They feed it to Doak. Backing his way down. Turns. And posterizes Gesson. There's no guessing on that one. Udoka with a no-doubter with the right hand.
Yeah, I love the fact that he was calling for the ball. He said, get it to me. That's what a senior does right there, right when Kansas needed one.
Azubuike, 21 points, 5 blocks. Jayhawks win it 75-63. KU wins its 24th straight home game. Kansas State wins last night in Manhattan, a 62-51 win over Arkansas Pine Bluff, as Xavier Sneed had 21 points. The Wildcats are off to a 4-0 start on the season. So, Shocks, Jayhawks, Wildcats all win at home last night.
That?
There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
The trifecta. 7:23 now, keeping it for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. The uninspiring Democrat presidential field. That's coming up, Steve, at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.